Hey guys, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sydney.
And this is Tales of the Wicked.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Tales of the Wicked. How's everyone been doing since we last talked to you? Megan, how have you been doing?
Oh, you know. It's winter, so I'm just mildly okay.
I think it's funny every week we always start out just like, so if it's your case, you'll be like, oh, Sydney, how are you doing? And I go, oh, well. And I just ask you, and you go, you know.
I mean, I'm trying not to be too negative, but it's winter, so I also can't be very positive.
Yeah, it is winter and we've been cooped up in our houses. We're not really doing anything exciting, so we don't have that much like exciting things to talk about, I guess. Once summer comes, it'll be a little better, right?
No. We're not very exciting people. We're not 21 anymore, Sid.
Oh yeah, that is true. We're old. We're old
We don't do
people.
anything. Our exciting
No.
nights are going out and playing Phase 10.
Oh, this is true.
Which we
You
still
know what?
have like a tournament, by the way. We haven't done that
Yeah,
yet.
we do.
I recently re-downloaded Yahtzee on my phone, so that's been taking up most of my
Oh my gosh. John
time.
and I played Yahtzee. So we had this really big snowstorm in Ohio, and John and I were sitting here and we were like, what do we want to play a game. Let's play a game. And I was like, why don't we play Yahtzee? John has never beaten me in a game of Yahtzee ever. We have all of our old like tally cards. He can't win Yahtzee. I don't know what his problem is. I don't know if he just doesn't like decide to go the right route when he rolls his dice, but he's never beaten me at Yahtzee.
Hearing John can't beat anyone at any game, so that might just be the theme here.
It might just be a John thing. That is true. Sorry, John.
Okay.
He
Some people are
it's
just
a
natural born losers, and that's all right.
you know what is exciting? We're talking about how we're not exciting. We're matching right now and we didn't even plan it. How exciting.
I know. We're wearing our Rose Apothecary sweaters from Schitt's Creek.
Go watch the show if you haven't. Hey, we
I
were
was
late
late
to
to
the
the
show.
game. Yeah, I didn't start
Yeah.
until I was on my maternity leave earlier in the year.
Oh my gosh. We're going to Vegas and we have this really fun thing planned. So Megan is like super crafty and artsy and she has a Cricut. And she's the one that made our Tales of the Wicked sweaters that we wore. I wear mine like literally every single day, sleep in it, wear it again. But we post our picture in them. So she is making little like Tales of the Wicked stickers. And whenever we're in Vegas, we're gonna put them all around Vegas. And like anytime we go somewhere, we're gonna put little stickers around. So if you see them, take pictures of them and like tag us in them or something, or I don't know. It's like I'm like really excited about this.
Yeah, I'm making for his birthday, I'm making Keith a sweater, a Tales of the Wicked sweater, and I told him as long as my sticker paper came in time, which it did, I was gonna send him some stickers with his sweater, so I'll make him put them on something.
Yeah, but he lives in Florida and I diss Florida a lot. So someone's gonna
Everyone
like.
disses Florida and they embrace it. It's fine.
I was gonna say they're gonna like listen to an episode and they're gonna hear me talk crap on Florida and they're gonna be like, I don't really like these girls.
Trust me, they're loud and proud down there. They know how crazy they are, and it amps them up when they hear about it. It's fine.
Oh my
Speaking as an
God.
ex-Floridian, they don't care.
The old Florida. Gosh. But yeah, so I don't I how did this even come up? The
What, the
sticker thing.
stickers?
Yes.
You sent me a text, said, "Hey, can you make stickers?"
So
And I was like, oh, I don't know. Let's see.
I sent it on Saturday. Is that when I said it?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. Okay. So John and I got dinner with so he just started a new job, but his one of his old coworkers at his other job, like we used to get dinner with them and see them all the time. And so they wanted to get dinner on Saturday to like celebrate him like leaving and getting a new job and all this. And we did that. I got a couple drinks at dinner. And then when John and I left, we were like, oh, why don't we stop up town and just go sit at the bar and like have another drink? Well, like one drink turned into a shot and then it turned into another drink. And I text you. I don't remember why, again, because I'm always thinking about this podcast and Tales of the Wicked. I don't know when I text you, I don't know what I said, but I woke up the next day and you were like, if I get my sticker paper, you were like something about like getting sticker paper on Wednesday and then we could test it out. And I was like, oh God, I don't even remember what I said. Like, but I just,
yeah, you literally just texted me. You're like, hey, can you get stickers? I'm like, I don't know. I'll figure it out.
I was really jacked up. I don't know why. I don't know if
I was just surprised that you were texting me past midnight. I'm like, wow, it's not in bed. And it's like 11 p.m.
Oh yeah. I go to bed really early. I go to bed. You made me, early. It doesn't matter.
You made me really hyped up to make these stickers. So I was like, well, I need to buy a printer. I've had a printer downstairs.
Wow. You have ink and everything?
Yeah, it came with ink.
Wow. So how do you make the sticker? On the printer or on the Cricut?
You design it on the Cricut, send it to the printer, it prints it on the sticker paper, and then you put the sticker paper with the picture back into the Cricut, and it cuts it.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
No, it's actually not that much work.
Oh, this is why I'm not crafty by any means. Anything cute that you ever see us do, it comes from Megan. It does not come from me.
If yep, you saw I'm my podcast grandma. I'm just crafting away over here.
Crafting away.
I'm recording next kid. To my Cricut.
I'm a little kid that went out and had one too many Tito's and was like, can we make stickers? And he said, sure, sweetie, I'll make a sticker.
And I'm over
for
here
you.
Sober going, oh my God, I could make stickers right now. Let me go get my paper.
You did send me pictures of stickers.
I tried it, didn't work, because I tried to use, there's like a pen on the Cricut. I was like, well, let me just try to draw the stickers, but the vinyl smudged it. It was just a whole waste of vinyl.
Oh, dang. But yeah, so we're making stickers. We're posting them around Vegas. If you're in Vegas and you see them, point them out to your friends.
Yeah, take and you know picture. What? If you're looking at these pictures, the stickers, you're like, wow, those are super rad. Send us a message. I'll send you a sticker.
Yeah, we'll
I don't
send
care.
You stickers. Grandma
we'll
send
you 10
all
stickers.
Kinds of stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll even make you customize stickers. I don't even have to be about Tales of the Wicked. I just want an excuse to use the sticker paper.
Any sticker you want, Megan's got. Oh, well, for Parker's birthday, put little, I don't know. I was thinking about, like, a, like, five-year-old's birthday party when, like, other five-year-olds come over and you give them a little, like, candy bag, you put a sticker in it, but you got 4 years until that happens.
Yeah, but I have a niece who's, I have a couple of nieces who are, like, three and four.
You do, that's right. You do have a couple. You could, like, give them something.
Yeah, I already got it cooking in my little brain over here.
Oh, your little brain's got it cooking. Oh.
Don't you worry about it. I got the theme picked out. We're good.
You did? You didn't tell me. You said that you didn't know what it was going to be.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
It's not that interesting.
Okay. So next week is Valentine's Day. Do you guys do anything for Valentine's Day?
We don't. He doesn't like Valentine's Day. Like, I don't care about it. Like, I don't think about it, but he actively hates Valentine's Day.
Why?
So we really don't. Because he's Aaron and he hates everything that isn't League of Legends.
You know what he doesn't hate? Leaving his Christmas tree up past December.
But
I know.
We had a reason for
it.
I
know. There's a reason, but it just kills me inside.
I don't record in the living room. You're not looking at it. It's fine. Don't think about it.
Oh, I know exactly where it's placed in your living room. I can see the little Parker ornament on the front of it. Ugh,
well,
gosh.
Just picture me right now in my craft room sitting at an angle perfectly that you can see Annabelle over my
shoulder. Yeah. I can see her popping in and out. She's freaking me out. So I found this cute little, like, so John and I don't, like, we normally don't get each other stuff for Valentine's Day. If we do, it's like, oh, here's a little candy bar and, like, here's a cute card that I found. He told me this year, he was like, I found the cutest little custom thing, like, online, and I got it for you for Valentine's Day because I just thought it was so cute and I had to. And I'm over here like, well, crap, I didn't get you anything. I don't know what to get you. I don't have any plans to get you anything. And Valentine's, I work all weekend and Valentine's Day is on Monday. So I'm really struggling right now. But
you can be his gift.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
So I was online, like, looking at different stuff on Etsy, and there's, like, these little cards, and it was, like, this or that Valentine's Day edition. So I wrote some down, and I thought it would be fun to do.
Okay.
All right. So this or that Valentine's Day. Chocolate or sweet candy?
And say sour candy.
I mean, that works.
I like sour candy.
It's not the point of the game, but yes, that works.
If that's my answer,
All right,
all your
fine.
games to get with it.
Sour candy is fine.
What's
Chocolate is
yours?
obviously, chocolate's the superior answer.
Ugh.
I could eat chocolate all day, every day. So good.
If it's a
But
Reese's,
here's
if it's not a Reese's, I don't want it.
Oh, Valentine's Day, would you rather stay in or go out to dinner?
Stay in.
So, what would you think my answer would be?
Go out.
Okay, so typically that would, yes, I like to go out. I like to go to dinner and stuff. But whenever we were in college, we couldn't afford to go out to dinner. So we would just like make like small little things at the house. And that's all that we've done like since. And that's like what I actually like to do on Valentine's Day. I like to just like stay in. Plus, when you go out on Valentine's Day, like
It's
half
so
of the,
busy.
yeah, it's so busy. And like all the women are like dressed up like crazy fancy. And I just want to wear my casual clothes. It's a Monday. I
I
don't
only
need
wear
to
my
wear heels.
pajamas.
Right. So I also like to stay in on Valentine's Day. Do you, and I don't know if this is really a this or a that, but do you expect flowers on Valentine's Day?
No, I don't expect them, but I do appreciate them.
That's a really good way to put that. I liked that answer.
What about you?
I like flowers more when it's just like random. Like, oh, I saw these,
Yeah.
I got you like flowers. You know what I mean? But like on Valentine's Day, it's like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Doot, doot, doot. I ordered her flowers. Here you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want him to do it because he thought to do it, not because he feels
Yes.
like he has to.
Would you rather have wine or champagne? And champagne, and like, I'm thinking like mimosas, right?
Yeah, I think so. In all honesty, I would rather have sparkling grape juice, but I'll say wine.
Ooh, sparkling grape juice is the
So
bomb.com.
good. I don't
Oh,
drink
it's
alcohol
so,
at home.
so
So
good.
I like I sometimes on the rare occasion I'll have like a glass of wine before bed, and I'm just sitting, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, I don't drink at home, and then I like either just chug really quick or pour it down the
Pour it
sink.
out, yeah.
So, actually, no, my honest answer would be like Red Bull. That's what we drink in this house. We drink Red Bull.
It's so bad for you. So bad.
Does this look like a body of a person who does things that's good for them?
You have a
No.
beautiful body.
This is a snacking bod and this is a Red Bull bod.
Oh
Get
my
used to it.
God. Red Bull. Red Bull gives you wings. Do you remember as kids, like in school, whenever you had to like decorate a Valentine's Day box and then like walk around and give everyone like little cards?
We did that once, yeah.
You only did it once?
Yeah.
Oh, we did that like every year. Like you would get an old shoe box, and then you would like put like a craft paper around it and put little hearts, and then you had to cut a slit, and then you would walk around the room and you would take Valentine's and you would put a Valentine's like in everyone's box.
Oh, the one year we did it was a contest to see who had the coolest box, and mine turned into a robot.
Oh,
I am a
wow.
robot. I want love.
Beep bop boop bop. I didn't have anything that cool. My mom was like, oh, here's an old box. I was like, thanks. And then I had
Was an old box that I
pink
turned into a
paper.
robot.
That's so creative. See, creative. I'm not. We
Oh, my
always
mom did
did.
it.
The thing that I remember the most about the Valentine's is like after you got home for the day and you like took your box home, I would always look to see like who put little Valentine's in my box. Like what people liked me or not. And then of course, because I was boy crazy as a kid, I would be like, oh, this boy put a Valentine's Day in my box. He must like me.
I did that too, and then I would pull that one out and just like keep it in a special place, and the other ones got thrown away. But in reality, you had to put one in every single person's box.
Exactly.
And it
Like
was like the
I
biggest deal what type of Valentine's Day cards you bought.
Yes, it was. Like, what
Mine
was the like cartoon character on it? And did you put a sucker in it or not?
Always had puppies on them.
Aw, that's cute.
Because I like the puppies.
mine was probably whatever stupid thing I liked that year. Like I
SpongeBob.
know, as I say, I know for sure I had SpongeBob Valentine's Day cards. There's no doubt in my mind.
You know, I'm thinking about it now in the age of 26, and I would really appreciate a SpongeBob Valentine's Day card.
Oh, I'll give you a SpongeBob Valentine's Day card. I'll give it to you. I won't see you on Valentine's Day, but I'll see you a couple days later in Viva Las Vegas, and I'll give you your Valentine's Day card.
No, me and you should each just buy our own pack of cards and just, like, randomly give them to each other in Vegas in front of people, and they're like, what are they doing?
We should get the Valentine's Day cards and then put Tales of the Wicked stickers in them and then hand them to people.
Yes!
Happy Valentine's Day! And then they open it up and they're like, what the heck is this? And then on the Valentine's Day card, we can, like, put, like, listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Anchor. All right. Well, then let's get on into my episode that I have planned for this week.
Oh, one second. I did have one more thing on the agenda to talk about.
Ooh, yes.
So I'm sure that some people who listen to the show might also do the really popular podcast, Wine and Crime. They're one of my favorites. I actually just got caught up after like 3 years of listening on and off. And I guess at the beginning, like I was just re-listening to the show last week, I think on Friday, actually. And I realized they had a tagline of keep it creepy. Like, oh, I'm like, all right. So, I mean, I don't know at what point they dropped it, but I feel like since they're a bigger podcast, I don't want to mess with them. I respect.
Right.
I don't want anyone to think that we're copying them. So we're going to drop our tagline just out of respect for them and their show. And so now we have to think of a new one. If you guys can think of one, let us know. Send us an email. Send us a message on Instagram. We would love to hear from you. But yeah, I mean, of course, we will always be creepy, but
yeah, we'll
we will no
be
longer be
creepy.
Telling you guys to keep it creepy.
Yes.
So
yes.
Now you can get into your case.
Okay. All right. Let's get in. All right. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you for asking.
I just asked you like 5 times, but are you actually ready now?
Wait, hold on. Okay, yeah, now I'm ready.
All right, cool. So so if everyone listened last week, Megan did her case on the Toy Box Killer, which
yeah,
she did
about
a super, but it did a super awesome job on the case, gave a lot of really good details, really good episode, and a lot of people seem to like it too. We got a lot of views or listeners with that case. But whenever we were done with it, I, like, my head hurt, my hands were sweaty. I was like, I'm going to throw up. This is terrible. And Megan likes, like, those really dark, deep, serious cases, which I do too. But after last week, I was like, okay, well, I want to try to keep it light next week with whatever I'm doing, if that's even possible on a true crime podcast. But
we're not just true crime.
Yeah, we do a little smattering. So, hey, it's our podcast. We do whatever we want, right?
Yeah, it's our show. We're going to do whatever we want to do, and you're just going to not listen to it if you don't like it.
Yeah, if you don't like it.
We can't stop you.
Yes, if you don't like it, then that's totally okay, and we hope you come back next week. So I do have a topic picked out for today, and it's kind of more of like a conversation. I have little key points and stuff like that about the topic, and then I do have a really tiny kind of like case or story at the end of it that I'll give. But I try to think of a topic that I found really interesting and something that I'm curious about, and then also something that does kind of tie into true crime and paranormal and stuff. So for this week's episode that I'm doing, I want to talk about the afterlife and kind of what that looks like for different people and different cultures and stuff.
Ooh, that's fun. I actually had a topic picked out. Eventually, I want to talk about like reincarnation stories, like
okay, so like that's actually I have 3 different things that I just give little like details about and definitions and stuff. Reincarnation is one of them, and then my little story that I have is a reincarnation story.
Perfect.
All right, so if you just go to Google and type in afterlife, what comes up is life after death, or a purported existence in which the essential part of an individual's identity or their stream of consciousness continues to live after the death of their physical body. I know that was kind of a mouthful and it was a lot to say. I hope you're able to follow that. But no one truly knows what happens to us after we die, or after our loved ones go on, or, you know, we're just kind of here and then we wait and see. So the unknown is obviously very terrifying. And I know that it scares me a lot if I actually think about it, but a lot of people find peace, hope, and kind of like this sense of comfort in their beliefs about the afterlife. It helps them, you know, kind of get through life to know that when they pass on, there's something more for them. And also when their loved ones pass on or their friends, that there's a place they're in. So I wanted to ask you, Megan, and also if like, I don't sound like very, I typed out notes for my episode this week, but I kind of wanted to just, you know, keep it like a conversation. So I have key points and stuff. So if I'm stuttering a little bit, it's just because I'm just thinking as I'm talking, basically. But Megan, I did have a question for you. Do you have any beliefs in some type of afterlife, which you don't have to say what it is if you don't want to, and have your views on the afterlife changed throughout your life?
Ooh, that's a good question. Okay, so when I was really young, I grew up in like a Christian household. So I kind of just, I never really had a chance to form my own thoughts because I was always just told what to think, what to believe.
Right.
So and I'm not bashing religion in any way.
Yeah.
Now that I'm getting older, I'm forming different beliefs, different thoughts. And sometimes I feel like there isn't anything after this, but then sometimes I feel like I kind of, the more I think about it and like the older I get, the more I really do believe in like reincarnation, and I believe in like soul ties, like, you know, like there's certain souls that are supposed to be like together through each life. In this life, the person I have a soul tie with like could be just a friend or a family member, or it could be Aaron, who the fuck knows. That's what I believe now more a days. What about you?
Yeah. So I actually have had somewhat of a similar experience. My great grandparents were very involved in their church, and my family and my great grandparents, they're all Methodists, which is just kind of like a more relaxed version of Christianity, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as strict, but I, my mom didn't take us to church, you know, too often, but my great grandparents went to church every single Sunday. They were very involved with their church, and they always made sure just to like let us know what their beliefs were, or just, you know, this is what's going to happen whenever you pass away. This is where your family members are. There's, you know, heaven, hell, all of that. And then my grandparents, sweet grand, sweet grandpa, they don't go to church, but they believe in heaven and, you know, a God and all of that kind of stuff. So that's kind of like what I grew up listening to. Not so much that it was pushed on me, but that's just what everyone would say around me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, we like grew up in the church. Like my mom worked in the church. We like my mom ran the nursery. So I was, it's funny, like my, I guess you could say maternal instincts like kicked in at a very young age. Like, it's like, okay, like go to your Sunday school class. I'm like, no, I want to be in the nursery and I want to take care of the kids. That's what I want to do. So no, I would like pretend to like be, or I would sit there and cry so that way I could sit in the nursery and hang out with my mom and take care of babies. I was like, I don't want to be lectured about Jesus. I want to play with the babies.
Yeah, I didn't. We went to church every once in a while. Like we were the family, like Christmas morning, you go to church and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
I went to a church camp once whenever I was younger, but that's because my mom grew up in the church going with my great-grandparents, and she went to this church camp, which, I mean, it was fun, but whenever they would tell me, you know, the different things that you would read in the Bible, I didn't know if I necessarily believed it. Like, I found it very hard to believe, and I'm not trying to upset anybody or offend anybody. This is just me and how I thought. And then I don't know if like a part of me just really wants to believe that there is something there, or that something's going to happen to me whenever I pass away. But I really believe in like spiritualism and the spirit world, and, you know, having like, there's two different, there's us and the living, and then there's them, and that they're around us. And that, I don't know if necessarily like it's my body that's going to be there, or if it's just my soul or what it is, but I feel like there has to be more than just this.
You know, yeah, what I mean? I agree with that.
And I don't necessarily know what that is yet, but I just feel like there's more.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you on that one.
So that's my views. They've definitely changed. And I think a lot of people's views change throughout their life. You kind of get to know yourself a little bit more, and you formulate your own opinions and beliefs.
I feel like if your beliefs don't change over time, you're doing something wrong. Like, agreed. In like 5 years, our beliefs might change compared to how they are right now. I feel like if you're not changing your beliefs, and like not really changing your beliefs, but like changing how you look at things and think about things, you're not really evolving as a person. Yes. You're kind of just staying the same.
I agree. Look, Tales of the Wicked is getting deep this week, folks.
I know.
We're
not all
it.
Just murder, guys.
No, we're not.
We have real thoughts here.
So I just looked up three different kind of concepts of the afterlife that I wanted to bring up. And again, I mean, I do have a lot of definitions of all of this kind of stuff, but it's just little key points that I wanted to talk about. So the first one I have is religion. For most religious people, the belief of life after death is promised by a god and is based on the teachings from scripture and traditions. There are many different forms of religion and religious practices, although not everyone that believes in an afterlife that comes from religion considers themselves religious. So, for example, someone may believe that when they pass away, they're going to go to heaven, but they might not go to church every Sunday and follow all the specific traditions and, you know, teachings and practices and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's kind of how I would put my grandparents, because they don't go to church, and I know they practice some things out of, you know, the Methodist church, but I don't know that they necessarily consider themselves like very religious. I don't know.
Yeah, that's how I would consider a few people in my family. Like, they don't, whether it's just a time thing or they don't really, because we've had, growing up, we had differing experiences with different churches. Like, when my parents got divorced, my mom was like from the church that she worked in for 10 years and like ran the nursery, and they just kind of turned their backs on her immediately. And that gave us like a bad taste about church and like,
right,
just a bunch of different experiences. So I feel like that's where my family's at now.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Right. So the first religion that I have is Christianity. Christian beliefs about life after death are based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is believed that after death, you will be taken to the presence of God and will be judged on your deeds that you have done or failed to do during your lifetime. And then another religion that I have is Buddhism. Buddhists believe that human life is a cycle of suffering and rebirth, and that if one achieves the state of enlightenment or nirvana, it is possible to escape this cycle forever. Buddhists don't believe in a god per se, but they believe that supernatural figures help them reach enlightenment, which I didn't know that Buddhists thought that we were like suffering in our lives. I didn't realize
that. Yeah, I didn't know that either.
And then with the only, you know, I don't know much about Buddhism, but I know that like the Buddha that you always see.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not know how to pronounce his name. I'm not even going to try because I'm just going to butcher it. But there was a person who practiced this religion, and they were the first one that reached enlightenment. So that's who, like, that's a symbol. He's a symbol for everyone else, and he's the Buddha.
Okay.
So I thought that was kind of cool. Yeah.
I feel like I really don't know anything about, like, Buddhism, and I never realized it until now.
Yeah, I don't know much about, when it comes to religion, I don't know much about the different practices and stuff. So I just kind of picked up, I see, like, I go to, this is so dumb, but I go to Home Goods and like TJ Maxx, and there's always these little statues of like the Buddha. And my mom has one in her house, not because she practices, but just because it was like this really pretty, like blue ceramic looking Buddha. And it kind of goed with her, it like went with her house. So okay. I was just like, huh, I'm going to look this up. And then that's what I found. So the next topic that I have is spiritualism, which is the one that I find really interesting. Spiritualism is a movement based on the belief that spirits of the dead exist and have the ability and the inclination to communicate with the living. These spirits can be good or evil and exist in the spirit world, and it is thought that the spirit world is all around us. I really like covering paranormal topics and like watching videos and stuff like that about it. I just think it's really cool and interesting, and that I don't know if that's like what started to form that belief for me, or that's why I believe that that's like the strongest, I don't know, possibility for like what's going to happen to me or my loved ones after we pass. And then also, you know, like spirits can be good or evil. Whenever Megan and I did our first paranormal case, we both talked about like experiences that we've had with ghosts. And I don't, that's another reason why I believe in it, because I've personally experienced something myself. And that's why I think that it's possible and that like these spirits are around us. And then I also, I'm big into TikTok. I fully admit it, 25-year-old. I'm on there with all the 17-year-olds, but I'm a part of like paranormal TikTok, and I see like the craziest stuff on there all the time.
I'm sure it's all real too.
Oh, it has to be all real, right? It can't not be real.
Killing
but,
me.
I'm sorry. A way that the living can communicate with the dead is through mediums, and then a medium is obviously someone who has a hold on both worlds. There are a ton of movies and shows. There's ghost hunters. You can communicate with Ouija boards, all of this stuff. So my question for you, Megan, was have you ever watched any of like these ghost hunting shows? I know that you're really into, so Megan's really into horror movies, which we've talked about before, and the Conjuring movies. Those are based off of a real life couple, a married couple that helped get spirits out of houses and stuff, right?
Yeah, well, also the cases that they cover are all real cases too.
Yeah. So you watch all of those. Have you ever watched any of the ghost hunting shows?
Not really the ghost hunting ones. Just because for most of my life I grew up without cable, so we didn't really watch much TV. Like it was just like whatever was on the basic channels or whatever my cousin had on. But I did watch whenever I could. I watched the show A Haunting a lot.
Well, I don't know what that is. I've never watched any ghost hunting shows.
It's not a ghost hunting show. It's just like a ghost storytelling show. So like it's so popular. Like it's been on for ages. I don't know if it's still running today, but like they'll tell you oh, this house is haunted, and these are the people who lived in this house, and they're going to tell you their story. And, like, there's all the, like, cheesy, like, actor reenactments and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember one day, quick side story, when I was in middle school, we had just moved into our duplex that we were living in, and this duplex is 1,000%, no doubt in my mind, haunted as fuck. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's a good, like, I still have nightmares of that duplex. And one day I was sick, at home from school, and no one else was in the house. Like, well, my mom, she worked like 3 jobs or whatever, so she was gone all day. And my mom comes home from work like later in the day, and she comes home to me. I'm like huddled up on the couch with a blanket over my head. Don't ever leave the house again.
That's
she had to like walk me to my room because I was so scared.
Oh my gosh. I also know you've played with a Ouija board before, haven't you?
Sorry, Mom, if you're listening, but yes, I have.
Oh God. So did you believe that that was real when it was like when you were doing it?
No, because it was like the typical 12-year-old slumber party. Like, oh, let's play the Ouija board. Like,
you were younger.
I thought one time that I was doing it was actually working, but back then we treated it like a game. Nothing really
feel
came
like
of it
anything right.
I know now that I because actually I listen I know I've said this before but I listen to a lot of podcasts, and a few of them Morbid and That's Why We Drink, they both did really good episodes about Ouija boards and like the histories and like stories about them and stuff like that. And I know that there are certain rules to Ouija boards now. Like
I was gonna say that next.
certain ways you have to close out of them. I'll let you go more into it, but
No, you can. I just out of like me like hearing it, that's what I was going to talk about. I didn't look into it too much, but I know like you're not allowed to burn a Ouija board because it
no.
releases the spirits that are inside of the board.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules. I actually might do a whole episode about like the history and all
That
the
would be really
rules and
cool.
stories and stuff. But yeah, now that I know that there's actually more to it than just a fun sleepover game, I would be more cautious about doing one, but I would do one again, just not at my house.
I think it would be interesting to do one, but I don't know how true this is, but I've read once that like if a like spirits can connect to you and follow you and come with you, and I don't like because you're inviting them into your atmosphere, right?
Yeah, and I actually do believe that could have happened to me because I feel like I'd never had any paranormal experiences in any place that I lived until I played with a Ouija board. And I feel like I've been having them everywhere I go, like at every house I go to now.
Oh, shoot.
So I feel like that might have happened to me, but I also feel like I could just be paranoid. But.
So my biggest thing with all of these, like religion and spiritualism and reincarnation and stuff, it's just like no one actually know. You don't know.
Yeah.
Like, and are you just, and this is like my whole thing is like, do I just so desperately want to believe that I'm not just gonna like fall asleep one night and then I'm dead? You know what I mean? Like, so that I'm like believing these things that are being told to me and that, you know what I mean? Like, my brain is tricking me, or I don't know. I
Yeah, I
just,
mean, obviously it's like impossible to say, but I feel like I've seen, I guess, more evidence about
towards
symbolism than I have about anything else.
So the next one that I have is reincarnation, which I know that you've said that you're really interested in. There's a couple different definitions that go along with reincarnation. So a person or animal in whom a particular soul is believed to have been reborn. There's also the rebirth of a soul into a new body. Or this is kind of like a bigger, more wordy version or definition. Birth or transmigration is the concept that the non-physical essence of a living being begins a new life in a different physical form or body after biological death. And then I also didn't know there's a lot of TV shows, which Megan, you said earlier, of like people giving their reincarnation stories.
I didn't know that there was TV shows about it, but I mean, there's TV shows about literally everything, so that wouldn't surprise
Yeah,
me.
I guess, but I've never like seen a what do I want to say? Like a commercial for like a reincarnation show or something. I don't know. But when I was looking up, a lot of stories come from children more than adults. And it says that it starts at a fairly young age and that children will start to show signs of PTSD. And that's how it kind of all starts.
Yeah, I want to do a whole episode of this, so I'm not going to say too much about it right now, but I know like I've heard stories about like how kids will say there's this one about like the kid who says that they were like on the Titanic. I forget the exact details of the story, but like the kid had like seen the movie or like seen a picture of the Titanic. They're like, "Oh, this is the Titanic. This is where this is. This is where that is. Like this is where this like electrical maintenance room is, and this is where I was supposed to work." And they're like, "How did you know this?" And he was
So
like, "Oh,
this is
because I was on the
exactly.
Titanic. I was on the Titanic. Like this was my job. This is what I did." And there's like certain rules about how you're supposed to go about talking to your child about it. You're supposed to like encourage that. Like you're not supposed to ask them like leading questions. What can you tell me?
Right,
Instead of like,
right.
"Oh, so when you were on the Titanic and you did this, did you also do this?" And they just say like yes or no. You're supposed to be like, "Okay, so like, you know, what do you remember? Like, what can you tell me?" Like stuff like that. And then you're
Yeah.
supposed to kind of be like, "Okay, like that used to be your life." 'Cause like I guess like some kids can really react to it and like really have meltdowns about it. So you're supposed to be like, "What like that used to be your life. Now you're doing this. You're
Yeah.
a 2-year-old now. You belong to me now, so
Yeah.
you're not on the
So
Titanic anymore."
it's interesting that that's that's how, like, the one that you just gave a, like, description about, like, it's kind of, it's basically exactly the same for the one that I found. So, to end out the reincarnation, I found a little story or kind of a case, and you could, there's a lot of details to the case. I just kind of summarized it in a very small little chunk here. Yeah. So this is just the case of a little boy named James Leninger. James was the son of Bruce and Andrea Leninger and was born on April 10th, 1998 in Louisiana. At the young age of 2 years old, James became obsessed with planes. He would always play with toy planes, and then he would draw them over and over again. Bruce and Andrea started to become concerned when James would bang the toy planes on the table and he would yell, "Airplane crash on fire." He was doing this multiple times over and over and over again. And then a couple months later, James' parents, they would wake up in the middle of the night to him flailing around in his bed, and he would start screaming, "Airplane crash on fire, little man can't get out." And he was having these reoccurring nightmares of plane crashes. And they said in the article that I read that he would just constantly, like, he would be on the phone with his parents and he would say, "Airplane crash on fire," like that. He was constantly saying it. He was drawing airplane crashes. He was, you know, banging his toys on the table. He was kind of like obsessed with it. So in the article that I found, which I will post it as a source, they talk about how, like, the you know, the parents slowly started to get information from him, kind of like how you said, like, there's a certain way to go about it. The parents, you know, they found a psychiatrist and they got, you know, answers on how to go about asking their son these questions about, you know, the airplane crash. So as time went on, James started telling Bruce and Andrea about his nightmares and then his past life. He described being an American pilot who was killed when his plane was shot down by the Japanese in World War II. He gave details that included the name of the American aircraft carrier, the first and last name of a friend who was on a ship with him, and then the location and other specific details about the fatal crash. And then whenever Bruce and Andrea would ask him who the little man was that couldn't get out of the plane, he would just simply respond by saying "me" or "James."
Mm-hmm.
And so every time they got this information from James, they would fact check it. So they had to obviously, like, fact check everything that he was saying. And it all made sense. Like, it all was coming out true. And then, like, kind of like you said with the Titanic, they said that their son, he would be able to point out different things on planes and would be able to give you exactly, like, what it is, what it does. And they didn't have any history of, like, aviation in their family. There's no one that knew any of this information on planes. He was just a little boy. Like, he didn't watch documentaries or anything on it to be able to tell you. He just already knew it.
Yeah, it's not like he was being coached or anything.
Exactly. So I looked up online just little reincarnation stories, and this was just the one that I found I thought was the most interesting. And again, there's a lot more to it. That's just, like, a really tiny kind of, like, synopsis of it. But essentially, he was only 2 years old, and he was just, like, became obsessed with airplanes. He was having these really bad nightmares, and then slowly the parents got this information from him and fact checked it all. And, like, from what he's saying, he died in World War II in a plane crash.
Yeah, I've heard this story before. It's so fascinating.
It's so crazy to me.
Yeah, I want to do, like, I've had this on my list, but I want to do, like, a really in-depth episode about this specifically, like, past life and past life regression, stuff like that.
I really like these. See, this is cool. I like these kind of topics sometimes. I think it breaks it up a little bit. I don't know if the rest of you guys listening like it this way, but I don't know. It's kind of nice. Just gives you, like, a little refresher type, you know, episode just to kind of be able to sit back, relax, and hear a couple facts. Obviously, there's a lot more that I could have digged into with these different topics. I just gave a little bit of bullet points, but I just thought it was cool just to give, you know, like, a basic, you know, brush the surface of the topic. And these are things that people believe in, and they're different concepts that are out there of the afterlife. So, of course, there's also the thought that when we die, we just simply die. There's not really anything else left. There's not anything else after this. But I also wanted to throw out there that death is not viewed as something to be mourned in some cultures. So death is celebrated in a lot of different cultures. And that the thought is that your loved ones are moving on to something new. So it's not always something that's viewed as sad. But are there any of these like views that you didn't already know that I went over? I mean, they're pretty very like basic, easy ones to know. And from what it sounds like, you knew them all.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's like the base knowledge that everyone kind of has.
Right. Yeah. That's just like a starter. Like when you think about life after death, there's the views that come from religion, there's spirits, there's reincarnation. There's obviously a lot more out there that like I said, just like brushing the surface, not even like scraping it, just a little brush of like, here's some things that are out there. But yeah, I mean, that's all that I had. I just had a couple little concepts and just, you know, something real light and fun and nothing pack them up and find their body a month later story.
Yeah, no, this was really fun. I'm glad that we did this and that it can later transition into the one we'll do later on down the road.
Yeah, it's a good like starter.
Yeah, no, this was a really good idea. Sorry, I have more to say, but I can't think of words right now. I don't know. My brain's tired.
You have more to say, but you can't think about what it is.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's all right.
No, you did a really good job, though. This was super interesting. And it was nice to switch it up and, like, not have such a gnarly case today.
Right, exactly. And I just figured after last week, being the heavy case that it was good to do something a little more light. Not that death is light, but I don't know.
It doesn't need to be so bleak. I feel like it could be lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a lighter case. Well, as of right now, I haven't done my research just yet. But from the little bit of digging that I did, it's a lighter case. So we have that. And then I have something fun planned that we're going to record while we're on our trip. So
then when we get back to our trip, we'll never have to talk about it again.
Yep. We won't tell you guys how it went. We won't ever talk about it again.
Oh, no. I don't even know. Las Vegas? Where's that?
Never heard of it.
No, neither have I. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed this week and you liked the little bit of a different direction that I tried to go into. As always, we really appreciate you guys being here and everything that you guys do for us in terms of just, you know, stopping in every week and listening, checking out our Instagram posts, sharing everything with your friends. We've had a couple people reach out and say that they started listening to the podcast and got caught up and that they really enjoyed it. And it was really cool to hear. And we really appreciate hearing those kinds of things. So don't be afraid to reach out and, you know, let us know what you think. If there's something that you think that we could do or a case that you think is really cool to cover, just let us know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no, you're okay. We have our email and we also have our Instagram page. If you don't follow our Instagram page, it's just Tales of the Wicked. Real simple. Just like the title of the show. each week we post on there just little pictures of the case that we're covering, of the people in the case, or if it's a paranormal case, just the building and all of that kind of stuff. But I feel like I just rambled on right there and I'm really sorry. But to finish my point, we appreciate you being here. We hope you enjoy this week's episode and every episode that we release. Don't be afraid to share with your friends like you guys have been doing, which we really appreciate. We'll be back next week with Megan's case, a little Valentine's Day case for you, which she said is a little more light, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm not going to say much about it, but it's not like a lover scorned kind of thing. It's just a fun little whoop, gotcha kind of thing.
Here we go. Yeah. So tune in with us next week. And until then, don't be afraid to rate the show. We've gotten a couple new ratings, which is really cool as well. And we do a little bit of like interactive stuff on our Instagram page as well. So with our new catchphrase, because we're not going to end with what we always do. If you have any ideas, don't be afraid to reach out to us.
Yeah, send them our way. We'd love to hear your ideas.
Yeah.
And like what Sid said, We would love to hear some case suggestions if you have any. And the email, I don't know if you said it, it's talesofthewicked@gmail.com. And we'll also, I think we have our email linked in our Instagram bio.
I think we do too.
So yeah, if you wanted to email us about anything, you know, we would love to hear from you. If you want to send us a message, love to hear from you there too.
Yeah, just let us know.
If you want Sydney to make you a sticker.
It won't be very pretty though. I will make you one. I will. And I'll make sure that you know it's from me and not Megan.
Yeah.
So when you're disappointed, you can yell at me.
I won't be putting my name on that one.
Yes. Yeah. But all right. That's our episode for this week. We hope you enjoyed and we hope you tune in with us again next week.
And we don't have a current tagline, so we'll just see you guys later.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.